Remember, today's podcast is brought to you by LSKD, a Brisbane-based clothing company that we believe aligns incredibly well with our brand.
Yeah, their activewear is taken over as one of the highest quality outfits on the market. And as well as that, their casual wear is next to none. I personally lived in it while I was in the UK. It's smart, it's casual, and it's stylish. So what more could you want? So from activewear to casual wear, make sure you check them out. You will also receive 10% off at checkout by using the code REBUILD. And by using them, you are helping us grow this podcast. And everyone is a winner, including you, because you will look fantastic. Let's get to the show. I'm James Beatty.
And I'm Sean Carroll.
And welcome to the REBUILD Health and Fitness Podcast.
Where do you want to start it?
We'll just say
welcome.
All right, and welcome back to the REBUILD Health and Fitness Podcast. Did you say that last week? Did you say all right?
Welcome back. He did not the all right.
Yeah, we just had a really fun time last week.
Yeah, hasn't got any listens so far. People must have known.
What?
I'm joking. People must not have just known that I wasn't here.
Oh, best ever.
Yeah, that's it. But I'm back. Yeah.
Ooh. No, good to have you back. Good to have you back. I do miss those, though.
Someone's got to do all the word for the pair of that.
All the word, what?
All the work. All right. What are we talking about? Getting wintered. It's a Ross Edgley thing. Just to let Kate know, I'm going to quote Ross Edgley a little bit in this podcast. I feel like it's been
like
a few...
Like every other podcast.
I feel like it's been a while. Months.
Months?
Yeah.
Month. It's been months.
Nah. It's been weeks, I would say. It's been months, I think, since we stopped. But again, we are trying to fight to get Ross on the podcast. So we'll keep doing it. But he talks about getting wintered. And today we just want to talk about the importance of training in winter, or how do we stop the drop off? Because I'd say every gym around the world, and you'd like to think that doesn't happen, but there's a drop off as it gets cooler.
Yeah, and again, we are in Brisbane.
Yeah, in a print. I did want to say this. Yeah,
pre-race. The subtropics.
Winter ain't that bad here.
Yeah,
but
it still gets cooler.
You talk to the people here, and it's like the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I think because it's such a drop.
Yeah.
In temperature. So, like, if you're in the UK, or even if you're in like Canada now, and you're just like, who are these pricks talking about winter? It does get to like 9 degrees sometimes in the winter. But
overnight,
it was 14 degrees the other day, and everyone was like talking about how cold it is. People are putting jumpers on. Yeah. And there is a natural drop off. But the podcast is listened to in 120 countries or something. So we'll all have different winters. But
yeah, just make it relative to you. The days get shorter. It gets a little bit colder.
It does get colder.
Conversely, going to the UK, it's nearly summer there.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys just ride the wave. Just keep this in the back of your mind.
A nice toasty 20 degrees.
All right. If you're listening to this and you know that you get a drop off, because one thing I want to do is post this to all our members, because our members do drop off. Not hugely, but we do have members that drop off just the amount that they're doing, or they may just come a little bit less. Or we see nutrition's another prime example. We see very common themes through the winter, through colder months.
It's just easier to stay in bed. It's just way easier to stay in bed. Like, I usually get up around 5, and in the spring and summer months of the year, like the sun is up. It's nearly like 25 degrees by the time you get out the door at 5:30.
Yeah.
Now it's staying dark a bit later. You could easily just stay in your nice warm bed. But you just need to make – this is where good habits are challenged, and you win. You get those little mental wins. We've said a million times, you never regret a workout. No. Always feel better for it. Just so – like, I know it's easier for me now because I win those battles. Like, I don't stay in – bed and stay there. Like, I'm up, I go, I train, I always feel better for it. But you just need to build that bit of fucking resilience.
The simple thing is, if you take a break from exercise during the winter months, it can be extremely difficult to get back into routine once the weather improves.
Definitely.
You know, for example, I've just had 2 weeks off being in a gym, and I felt terrible. just 2 weeks. Yeah. That's just 2 weeks, but I'm back into it now and it's fine. But the longer you have off, the harder it is to get back into it. There's zero excuse not to train during the winter months.
Yeah, and plus, by the time you do decide to get back into it, and everyone always does because they go through ebbs and flows of it, but your chances of getting injured are substantially higher when you do get back into it because you have an expectation that you should be able to lift and do what you were prior to having a 4 week hiatus, 6 week hiatus. It might not even be like, you know, you might not have that time off completely, but you might massively drop down in volume. And just your body just becomes that little bit deconditioned. And 2-3 weeks into it, you may pick up a little niggle. And that niggle can last for another 2-3 weeks. Mm. And you're just perpetually on the back foot where you can, you know, if you keep the momentum going, you're going to, once the summer rolls around again and once those, like, starts warming up a little bit, you're going to feel $1 million.
And also at that point, in terms of progress, you're missing out on possibly months of progress where other people around you are continuing to train and continuing to make progress, which is not going to do anything for your mentality coming back in.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see people that have been improving where you've been, say as is, lazy. And it is being lazy. And Sean mentioned about not coming as much, and I think that we should be looking to train as much as we always do train, but it also doesn't matter sometimes how slow you go, but you cannot stop.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot stop. If you have a look at some other things that happen, winter, a lot of the time, can lead to weight gain. And it isn't because it's colder. What's the thing? You ever seen that reel where it's like, I've just learned expanding the heat. It's like, I'm not fat, I'm hot.
Yeah. And the camera adds 10 pounds. Yeah. It's like, how many cameras are on you?
So during winter months, people tend to just be less active, as we've spoke about.
Yeah.
And where usually when people are less active, they tend to just consume more food.
Consume more, move less. And as we know, that will lead to fat gain.
Yeah.
And again, if you're someone who doesn't have a good handle on the nutritional, good training routine already, it's going to be very hard for you to shake that weight leading into the summer months. Mm. Like that, and this is where the, you know, we often say that, like, you don't gain 10 kilos overnight. It's little by little. So you gain half kilo or a kilo over winter, get into the Christmas break, you gain like a kilo there, 2 kilos within a year, you repeat the same cycle for 3 years in a row, you're up 7-8 kilos. You're like, oh, fuck, when did that happen?
Mm.
It's like little by little.
It is a little by little. You know, I think not regularly training and sort of eating more massively affects your sort of mindset and your health. I know this is more for like much colder countries, but I do think it happens here where you have this sort of seasonal affective disorder. In the UK, it's called like SAD. So SAD is a type of like depression related to seasonal change.
Which I think, I know it's more prominent in like European countries where they don't see the sun as much during winter as we do. But I'd almost argue it's very similar here.
I would say so.
Yeah, because when you think about it, you know, when's the sun coming up now? About like 6:30. If someone trains in the morning, they train inside at a gym, they go home, shower, they're in the car, go to work, they spend all day in the office till 5:30, the sun is setting. So unless they've spent their lunch break out in the middle of the day, but usually they're rugged up in their clothes, like they're not getting any sun for a good 3 months. That has the potential for a huge negative effect. You're going to feel like crap. Mm. That's why everyone always feels so good after a holiday, because they spend so much time outside in the sun.
Yep. Obviously, some things to counter this, you can take vitamin D, which will massively help. And so it's probably a good thing to look at. But again, exercise can help with, well, we know it can help with mental health issues.
It's one of the best things you can do for your mental health, if not the best thing you can do for your mental health.
I agree. Next, we've got sort of resilience.
Yeah.
So we talk about the importance of doing things that we don't necessarily want to do. And if you can get up through the winter, or you can train when it's darker and it's colder, it's going to be much easier to train in those hotter months. I mean, much easier.
One thing we sort of spoke about this week, and this probably turned into a podcast in itself, is something that people, you know, don't often consider is, you know, actually thinking about like what they want their life to be like when they're 90. Mm. you know, it feels like a long time away, but your actions now and your habits that you have now are going to have a direct impact on what your life is like when you're older. You know, it's just like little things. Do you want to be able to walk your dog? Okay, what kind of dog do you want? Do you want a little chihuahua? Do you want a Labrador? Well, I know to pull a Labrador when you're 90 years old, you're going to have that side of sarcopenia anyway, so muscle wastage anyway. It's a big, powerful dog. Your balance is going to be a little bit like degraded over time as well. You need to have that balance and strength to control your dog. You want to be able to walk upstairs. Do you still want to be shagging when you're 90? Fuck yeah. Do you want to be able to walk up hills? Do you want to have good cognitive function? Like all those little things, like people don't really think about. You know, how much booze you're drinking during winter because you're bored and you don't want to go outside and exercise. Like all the habits you're building now are going to have a direct impact on the quality of your life.
Yep.
Later on down the track, and people don't. There's a stage in your life, like I forget the term used to describe it, but essentially it's like the final 10 years of your life. You don't know when it's going to happen, but once you're in it, you realize, and you just start to feel things like slowing down. And like, do you want that to be good quality time, or do you want to be clinging on, not knowing what day of the week it is, and have people wiping your ass?
Yeah. We said we might talk about this further in a podcast, but you're exactly right. And everyone just believes they have a little bit more time. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
They won't be fine unless you start now, exactly where you're at. If you're listening now, whatever age you are, you need to start, and you've not started yet, you need to start now. Yeah. If you are starting and you are doing things, but you're having these drop-offs, you need to stop those drop-offs. You need to find something. You need to set yourself up for success. If you're doing something now and you're finding you're having these huge drop-offs, maybe try something else. You've got to do something. Do you know what I mean? And progress is good for that. I think another part of this sort of resilience bit, the next thing I just want to talk about is if people stop exercising during winter months, they'll have to work a lot harder to get back in shape for summer. You hear it all the time, right? Every market employee is based around like shred for summer. I mean, summer's coming. Everything is based around being in shape for summer. Well, what about if you just stayed in shape the whole year round? Because then you come back into the gym and feel like you need to work as hard as ever, punish yourself more. So then you're just building a bad relationship with exercise because you're continuously punishing your body.
Mm.
You're not just allowing it to do what it needs to do all year round.
I think one of the problems is a lot of the time people don't actually, probably leading back into it, the previous point, like people don't actually know why they're training, or they don't have an honest conversation about why they want to train. Because you need that sort of, you need a why in the back of your head to keep you going, whether that is to look good during summer, which is fine. Like everyone wants to look and feel good, or it could be just from an optimal health standpoint, or you have a sporting thing that you want to work towards, or some performance metrics you want to work towards. But you need to have an understanding of like why you're training. Yeah. Like if you don't have a clear why that's grounding you or anchoring it to you, to your training habits, then it's really easy to slip out of it.
Yeah, I really like it. So this is a paragraph by
Kate.
Ross Edgley. Where he talks about, but again, the thing I do like about Ross is that he's a sports scientist, but he likes the stoicism and he's big around this sort of mindset. So he's like, this is direct, I'm going to read this, right? So it's not just me. Don't think I'm dead smart. It's not me. So he's like, every year people train in summer, but tend to let themselves off in the winter when it's cold, wet, and dark. However, an ancient Greek Stoic philosopher, Epictetus, advocated that we need to be preparing in hard and brutal conditions to be ready for wars that were traditionally fought in spring. His belief was simple. We must undergo a hard winter training and not rush into things for which we haven't prepared. Solid. Paragraph one. Paragraph two. It's all a concept that was all well known by the Spartans and also modern day athletes such as Muhammad Ali, who held the same belief. Ali said, the fight is won or lost far away from witnesses, behind the lines, in the gym, or out there on the road, long before I dance under those lights. In other words, the harder your preparation, the tougher the training, the more difficult the conditions, the greater the benefit will be when it comes to facing challenges. In other words, hardship helps forge heroism.
Oof.
It's good though.
Well, this is in Chasing Excellence, one of my favorite books. Ooh, they talk about Matt Fraser and how he got smashed on the rowing in the CrossFit Games. Mm. So then he went and bought a rower and he rowed every day for the year till the next games. And it was like, and then he was terrible at sprinting. So then he went and trained with the local track team to get better at sprinting. And he even said, like, people don't see all the things I'm sacrificing to make that progress. Mm. And it's that day after day after day and the consistency.
Mm. It's the simple thing when you see people in the gym, and I've heard it countless times where, oh, wish I looked like that. She's so lucky, or they're so lucky. No, no, no. They've just been doing it consistently for years and years, where you're having little drop-offs and little breaks and can't be consistent with your training, can't be consistent with your nutrition. They're consistent day in, day out, year after year. That's why they're like that.
Yeah.
I think that it's a conversation I've had with family members who don't train. It's like every day you can find an excuse not to. Every single day there is some reason for you to not train right now. It's like whether you listen to that or not. Because my dad, for example, he'll be like, I'm too sore. I'm too tired today. Oh, I don't have time. It's like there's some reason every single day. And that's something I could justify not coming and training most days. It's like, oh, I've had a big day. Oh, I've got my period. Oh, I didn't sleep well. Whatever, but it's whether you entertain those or whether you just crack on.
It's so so baffling at times when, you know, you speak to or you hear from people who are really sick, who spend long periods of time in the hospital, and all they want to do is get better, and they just want their health back. But then there's, if not 90% of the population, who are doing everything within their power to negate their health. And that's not to have a crack. I don't think people just – I think they're naive to their own morality at times. And at the end of the day, there's two health metrics that are the most important for your overall health and well-being leading into later in your life, and that's having a good VO2 max and strength training. Get as strong as you can and maintain a really good aerobic base, and you will thrive. And then, you know, sprinkle in nutrition and sleep and stress management and all that stuff, and you'll be fucking cheering.
It's coming. The other thing, talking on that, is, you know, it's important to be consistent. I had a message off a new member that only signed up just before I left to go to the UK. And he's like, hey, I'm going away. But then he's like, I've only been training once a week because I'm finding myself getting too sore. But it's like, if you only ever train once a week, you're going to get too sore. You have to build up some sort of tolerance to it. You know, you have to train multiple days. It's not just like, oh, one session, I'm too sore, therefore I can't train again.
Also, like, I find training helps get rid of this. Like, this is DOMS, right? Yeah. And I find that training helps you relieve a bit of that. Once you get moving, it's like, oh, I'm not as sore anymore. But if you actually go, oh, I'm too sore, I'm not going to train every day, you're just going to constantly,
And you know there's a line, and I just don't think – it's the same as strength, right? Some people, you go, oh, that was just a struggle. No, it wasn't. That wasn't hard. You might feel hard for you, but that ain't my hard, because my heart's a hell of a lot slower than that. So when you have DOMS, because I've had DOMS where it's like, today I'm really sore, but not, I couldn't put me off training sore.
Yeah.
But there's soreness where you're like, ooh, wow, I've gone way over what I was supposed to do. So you physically can't train through it. Yeah. You've ever been that sore where you physically can't train through it? There's nothing you can do to get moving on this day. Your body's like, whoa.
Man, I remember when I was like 12 and I went to the gym with one of my mates who was a few years older than me, and he was like trying to be a bodybuilder. And so we did like 8 sets of 8 of like concentration curls. Never done it before.
Yeah.
And for the next like week, I couldn't straighten my arms. It was fucked. It was horrendous.
Probably a slight rub down.
Couldn't, like, that was overdoing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Immunity.
Mm.
You know, winter is flu and cold season, and we know the importance of regular exercising, sort of boosting your immune system or reducing the risk of falling ill.
Oh, weird. Imagine being fit and healthy being a good thing for your health. Shock.
Yeah, but that's it. Yeah, and again, if you start doing a little bit less, gaining a little bit weight, there's a lot more chance that you are going to get sick. It's like COVID, right? Sorry to bring up COVID. Oh, my God. But you know, like they were saying, like, oh, gyms are hazardous. Don't go to gyms, there's too many people. What are you talking about? The gym is the best place to build up immunity.
Meanwhile, you're wrestling people for celery at the supermarket, and it's like, that's indoors, and you...
It's crazy. The gym...
You get a haircut with someone fucking breathing all over you.
Yeah, gyms must have been a pretty safe place at that point. Do you know what I mean? And they're not the people that we necessarily...
They're not the people who die.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you think, though, like, just on that point, like with the immunity, because... I run myself into the ground, I admit that. So there's a line, right, of pushing through.
Yeah, but you ignore the line. you ignore the signals that your body gives you.
I just don't think I'm in touch enough with my body to even know what the signals are.
Well, you do if you listen.
You do, because you, trust me, you tell us.
You complain a lot.
But I complain all the time, I think. So, it, like when we say that about the immunity, it's not black and white of like...
But it's never doing too much. The whole point of this is to be consistent in what you're doing. Like if you train 4 days per week, every single week of the year, but drop off for 2 or 3 months and then want to come back... Do you mean if your line is training X amount of days, the point is that you need to stay with that amount of days. Like you shouldn't have this huge drop off. You don't have to exercise more. But the immunity thing with you overdoing it is multifaceted. It's so holistic. It isn't just because you over exercise, is it?
No, but it's like that's part a piece of this, like, you know, and it's like sacrificing. There's also that whole conversation about like we talk about how important sleep is.
It's next.
And then you're like, oh, but I want to get up and train, but I really need the sleep, or I feel like I need the sleep, but I want to train. And
see, that's where, you know, and this is not having a crack at you, but other people, like everyone else.
You can crack at me, I don't mind.
But it's like where people-
I'm used to it.
They're like, oh, yeah, I want to be healthy and blah, 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 blah. But they don't fucking do the basics. Everyone's looking for like the next little supplement or something like that. And if they fucking just slept better, put their fucking phones away at night, stop watching TV, exercise a little bit more, like you'll be so surprised at how much more resilient your mind, body and soul is to the stresses of life. Whereas everyone's just like, they let the work thing, they prioritize the thing that take away from their happiness and the things that they want to do because they feel that they need to. But it's like, so often you could just like leave 5 minutes, see if it'll either solve itself or it's not that important.
Yours is a bit different because you work nights.
Mm.
But then you can train it whenever you want. You work here. So you can train other class times.
I just think when I have like a full day and I have to do a 7 a.m. or I'm going to not make a class because my day is quite busy. Then I'm like, oh, just my body, I can't get my ass out of bed.
But then, all right, for a lot of people, like we spoke about at the beginning, so to make progress, you need to be able to put constant stimulus on whatever you're trying to do. To maintain progress is real fucking easy, like really easy. To maintain muscle mass or to maintain conditioning is as simple as it can be. You could do pretty much one session per week if you thought about the structure of that session and maintain all muscle mass for that week. You could do some slight conditioning and maintain your conditioning for that week. Like maintenance volume is pretty low, right? So there might be some weeks where you may have a niggle, for example. You would just drop back the amount of volume you need to do and look at it like a maintenance week. Do you know what I mean? Rather than trying to just push yourself constantly.
Yeah, well, last week I was sick. I didn't train a single day.
Lazy.
I was like...
Typical.
Having the conversation... Like, your voices were echoing in my head because it's like I'm not going to lose progress by having a week off. If anything, my ligaments will probably be like, oh, my God, thank God. And I'll actually have a break and sleep well and heal. But there's still that voice going like, you're going to fall a week behind everyone else. You're going to lose progress. You've missed a week in the cycle,
but
so you're not going to PB.
But actually do that and just hide behind walls and whisper stuff. So,
but again, that's just the mentality of the human being. That is, we're dramatic. Like I'm exactly the same. I was talking to Anne Marie about it this morning. I'm exactly the same. I'm as dramatic as they come. Like you put that thing up yesterday. So like 2 weeks training, you're like, great, everything's gone. But then you start training again.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a beginner again.
Yeah, but then you start training again, and you're like, fine. You're fine. Like,
but it's just that voice, and then
yeah, but you can.
It's like we always talk
voice.
About compassion and stuff, and I think it's just.
But compassion
acknowledging
is
always, it's like not black and white, and I don't think I think I get caught up in the gray space a lot of the time.
But you can have a conversation with yourself.
Mm.
You can hear the voice, and you can acknowledge it, and be like, "Well, is that true? No. Here's why.
Or is this going to benefit me today?
Yeah.
Yeah."
Is this going to be? It's like with food, right? There's mindfulness. We ask ourselves a question before having a meal. Am I really hungry or am I bored? whatever the answer is the right answer. It doesn't matter. Oh, my body's so sore today. Should I train? Whatever you say is the right answer. It doesn't matter what the answer is. Whatever,
but it's actually asking that. I don't ask.
You've been mindful about it. So you're not just numb to just doing stuff. Going out drinking, is this going to benefit me? If you just ask yourself mindful questions. Lying in bed, oh, should I get up and train? Oh, but this is nice. Which one, what's future James going to thank me for? Get a fuck out of bed. Like, you already set your alarm. You've had your sleep. Get out of bed and go and do it. Same at nighttime. Finish work. Oh, it's been a long, stressful day. Yeah, it has. But what's going to benefit you most? Going home, having a glass of wine, or getting in and doing some training? Which one? And this is just from 16 years of experience fucking dealing with people. You know what I mean? This is where you build up this and you're speaking to thousands of people. Which one is going to benefit you more? Like, if it's a choice to me a lot of the time, and I won't speak for anyone else, if I needed to train in the morning, it's like I could only get myself 6 hours sleep this night, but I needed to train in the morning, but I'd rather 7 hours sleep. Which one do you think I'm going to do?
Yeah, that's where I'm getting caught up. I don't know.
Personally, I would do 6 hours and go and train. Like, that's just me at that point. And then on the weekend, I'll try and sleep a little bit more, whatever. But in that moment, training to me, as I said before, is the epicenter to my life. So I need to do something every day to make me a much better human being.
Yeah, because the alternative is what? Have an extra hour of sleep. And not train them feel like shit for missing out on training because you know you could have trained.
Especially in the morning, if you've set your alarm to get up and your alarm goes off and then you choose not to go, I think you've made a mistake because now you're not in a sleep. You've lost that sleep cycle. So now you have to try and restart it again when you may not even get through a full sleep cycle. So then you're going to feel worse. You won't get through a full sleep cycle.
And you've literally lost the first decision of the day.
100%. But if you would have gone the night before, I'm not going to get my sleep. I'm going to set my alarm for an hour later.
Yep.
Great. Wonderful. Decision made. You've done it. You can sleep peacefully. You don't have to train in the morning. But if you've set your alarm to go and your alarm goes off, get out of bed.
Attacked. Yeah, fair though. I think that's, I don't make the decision. I go, I'll see how I feel. I'll set my alarm, see how I feel when I wake up. And most times I'm like, nah, I need more sleep.
Because you're always, when does your alarm ever go off and you go, fucking, it's training day. Jump out of bed, run downstairs like, oh yes, this is epic. No.
It has happened with the, because I wear, no, because I wear the Whoop and that detects when you're in the lightest sleep and wakes you up. And then when I wake up, I'm like, oh, I feel good. Like, I feel rested. Whereas if it's like jolts me out of, and then, no.
You've got to remember too, right? That chimps, right? So the emotional side of your brain, your alarm goes off, you go, oh, I'm tired. Straight away, your chimp is going, stay in bed, baby. We comfy. And then
so cozy in here, especially in winter.
Yeah, exactly. Logic has to come in and then go, if I wake up, right? Say if this morning was a good example, right? I didn't have to be here till 6, right? So I think I got woken up at like, 10 past 5. But I lay in bed for like a couple of minutes. Usually I'm out of my bed within 10 seconds of my alarm.
Yep.
I lay in bed for 5 minutes. The last thing I wanted to do was get out of bed. I was like, I'm so tired. This is so nice. Why would I do that? But if you just get up and just go, say I'm at nighttime finishing work, just turn up at the gym. Just do it. Nike, just do it. Don't know if you saw that Simon Sinek video about Phil Knight the other day.
No.
I'm probably going to ruin this, but he's like, this was Nike talking about their why or whatever. He's like, stand up if you've ever been for a run. And the whole room sort of stands up. And he's like, stand up if you go for a run twice a week. And everyone sits down and there's a few people standing up. He's like, if you go 3 times a week and so much, and then loads more sit down. And he's like, stand up if you go for a run every day, rain, hail, shine, whatever. And then most people sit down, but there's a few standing up. He's like, Nike is for you. The people in the trenches, the people struggling, the people out there just doing it every single day. Mm. And that's where the just do it thing come from. You are what Nike is about. And I was like, boom, that's it. Just do it. And I love that tagline, you know. It's so simple, but it's so powerful, isn't it? It's a tick and it's a just do it. Just like, boom, boom.
Funny story about the tick. They paid like $50 to some
it's
like...
It's called a swoosh.
Whatever. They paid $50 to some like high school student that he was teaching to come up with a few logo designs, and they were like really short on time, and they were like, yeah, fuck, go with that. Go with that.
I think it's also pronounced Nike.
No.
No, we went through this the other week.
Oh, no. Worked with the brand in.
Oh, no, Nike. Yeah, it was Nike. Yeah, no. We had this conversation
Nike.
The other day.
Nike. Nike.
Did you call it Adidas or Adidas?
Adidas.
No, Adidas. Anyway, not the point.
No, worked with Nike, and they were like, on a video they paid us to promote, they were like, it's Nike. Okay.
It is Nike.
I'm never going to call it Nike.
Yeah, so, but you say Adidas.
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 Wasn't his name? His name was...
There's two brothers. There was like Adidas Adolf and Puma, and they were like...
Dassler.
I'm not talking about that on here.
Adolf Dassler.
Different podcast.
That's a really interesting. You should look up the origins of Adidas Puma. And Puma and how they're brothers.
Yeah, they were brothers and they fucking hated each other.
No way. Puma and...
Yeah, right. And then they become like massive competitors, and then Nike came along and they were like, well... Fuck you guys.
You'd be really good if you took the Puma side.
Yeah.
Terrible. So just sort of spoke about sleep again, the importance of sleep. We know about sort of recovering from daily stresses, but exercise can do that, not alcohol. The last thing is just accountable. And I think this is the importance of being in the gym. I think good work if you can, like what we just said about Nike, being out there in the trenches, you know, and you can go and train on your own and you get up and you do that consistently. But if you're seeing yourself that you have a massive drop off every winter, then get into a gym, like have a sense of accountability to what you're doing. It is much easier sticking to your goals when you're set up for success and the programming is sort of created for your development.
Yeah. No one's saying it's easy.
No. Good point.
The whole point is it's hard, but you know, that's what hard work's meant to feel like. That is what hard is meant to be. So just crack on, do it, or just do it, and you'll reap the rewards. Like everything you want out of your mind, your body, your life is on the other end of hard work. Don't just fucking accept that trying to find the easy way for everything, because you end up where you are now. You're just stuck.
Great finish.
Yeah.
I like it. Go out, team. Again, train through winter. However hard it is, get up. Do
Ross,
it.
If you're listening, please come on.
Good work.